Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, so up 45, the Dallas Cowboys haven't done much, and there's been a talk about whether or not the Texans are the best team in Texas. Fortunately for us, we'll get to see that game hopefully on Thanksgiving. I'm kind of leaning that way as well. I think it'd be exciting to see the Texans on Thanksgiving. Lopez said he was going to cook a turkey in the parking lot. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
I remember if I said it, it probably would.
But if it happens, we'll see if Lopez... We'll see if we can hold Lopez to cooking turkeys in the parking lot.
Okay, now I'm going to have to.
If they play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Cowboys got a little drama, though, potentially, because there's talks yesterday that CeeDee Lamb could hold out because he wants a new deal. And that's the situation they're in. They're going to have to pay Micah Parsons and pay CeeDee Lamb, most likely. However, this might have been the worst way to hold out or play hardball that I've ever heard in my entire life. Now, you're about to hear CeeDee Lamb in an appearance. It's going to get interrupted by Chris Carter.
Okay.
Chris Carter interrupts the interview. But at the end, CeeDee Lamb, if you're trying to hold out, dude, this probably isn't the best angle.
How's the offseason going? How are you keeping yourself busy?
Relaxing, man. Chilling. Working out, of course. Laying by the pool. Chilling.
What are you looking forward to most next season?
Winning again.
Are we going to see you in Dallas for sure next season?
Come on, pretty boy. Let's go. Let's go. How you doing, dog? Good seeing you, man.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. I remember seeing you in 2019.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Intro into this little thing. You're doing well for yourself. I think we're going to the airport together.
Yeah. What's going on?
Will you be in Dallas?
Yeah, I'll be in Dallas.
That's how he says he'll be in Dallas. Chris Carter kind of interrupts it.
let it go, man. What's going on?
Didn't appreciate Chris Carter interrupting that.
Yeah.
And then the spirit of that, I kind of want to take a trip back. One of the more polarizing day one draft picks. One of really the more polarizing players in NFL history. And a guy who carried ESPN for a decent stretch of time, Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, he was the A topic at ESPN.
Every day.
At the time, Skip Bayless was working on First Take.
Mm-hmm.
He would have Chris Carter on every once in a while. Stephen A. Smith was actually kind of moderating at that time.
Okay.
This was the back and forth. I forgot this happened, actually.
I saw this when you were talking about it earlier.
This was the back and forth between Chris Carter and Skip Bayless about Tim Tebow.
There is a shocking transformation with five, 6 minutes to go in the game. When they do unleash, and I'm being serious about this, that's a whole different player than
this is the
see.
Thing, though. You're giving Tebow too much credit as a competitor, though. Like,
hey,
don't put
inspire,
too much yeast on that.
Inspire the whole football team.
No, you can't. No, you're wrong on that. He's not inspiring the whole football
no,
team.
No, you're wrong on that. You're wrong. Okay, you're dead wrong on that one.
Well, I've been on the NFL field before. You never have.
I don't care. I know what I'm talking
about. What do you mean
you
don't care?
Okay? Okay, did you lift the football team to a lot of wins? I don't know.
I lifted my teammates, but I didn't make them make plays. So don't get carried away with that.
But a lot of teammates say, if they think he's divinely, there's the divine force of nature here, then maybe it's happening. Maybe they believe that.
So in the fourth quarter, what do you think Tim Tebow went to his teammates and said?
They see
him. You said he's leading these guys.
He's making plays.
Is he saying anything? Is he saying anything?
He's making plays. No, he doesn't say anything.
So he's just leading silently.
Yeah, but he's totally cool and calm. They see the body
language. So me being on the NFL field and playing and being a starter and a premier player.
And worthy of the Hall of Fame, by the way, but keep
and
going.
A Christian and a leader, my experience don't matter.
Okay. But you've dismissed him. You say he can't play in the league. You told
I didn't
me that
say
repeatedly.
That.
You said he's not a starter in the league.
That's not a starter. There's plenty of other players besides the starter. Okay, that's 6 weeks ago. You need to move on till today.
Need to move on. What does he do every fourth quarter?
You're right.
Game after game after game. They all say it. He's inspired the whole franchise.
So you covering sports all these years don't matter?
I just watch with my eyes. I've been covering it a lot longer than you've been playing it. I can tell you that.
And I give you credit for that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't take away his
I give you credit for that.
Okay. Well, I just think I'm right about it. Yeah, you can't discredit
but
me.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
Neither does he. What have I always told you? Some of the worst judges of personnel are the best players. Michael Jordan's the worst GM in the history.
So now you tell me there aren't bad reporters that have jobs reporting compared to John Elway with his skill level?
A lot. I agree. I've always had a good eye for talent. You can look at my draft record on this show.
So you discredit my ability to be on?
No, I'm just saying you're wrong about this one. Just this one.
I did play
You're not
the
giving
game.
Him any credit.
I did give him credit.
So if we don't believe, all right, he played the game.
Hold on, what happened?
Wait a minute.
You ate it again and again and again.
Let me ask you a question.
How many times were you wrong, Chris Carter? How many times? 7 times.
I know I went to 8 Pro Bowls and played 16 years.
Yeah, and how many rings do you have?
I ain't got none. You got the same amount as you.
My head hurts after that one.
That was a good one, man. Kind of enjoyed that.
That was wild.
Tim Tebow, man. Mm-hmm. Polarizing prospect. Another polarizing prospect quarterback, Drake May. Merrill Hodge has a pretty interesting, successful track record recently when it comes to QBs. Merrill Hodge said Drake May is the type of quarterback that gets you fired.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, gets you fired.
I don't think he's that. I think he could be something that is good, but not necessarily get somebody fired. They like being a complete bust. Now, if he's taken, at number 3 or whatever, and they build the whole roster around it, ultimately they'll probably end up having another coach, but I think he's going to be decent.
From a marketing standpoint, what is the best pick the Texans can make at 42? There is a right answer. From a marketing standpoint.
Marketing.
What is the best pick the Texans can make? There is a right answer. It's very clear.
That clear?
Clear as day. Clear as day. Yeah, easy.
Figgy, you got an idea on this one?
I don't know.
Cornerback. Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama.
Yeah, I like him.
Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama.
Yeah.
Two-time first-team SEC, first-team All-American last year.
Yeah.
Kind of projected to go in that area. SEC guy, Alabama guy. He was nicknamed Kool-Aid by his grandmother as a baby because his smile reminded her of the Kool-Aid man. So ever since then, he's gone by Kool-Aid McKinstry. Actually signed an NIL deal with Kool-Aid as a freshman at Alabama.
I hope so.
So how about that?
Yeah.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I've obviously seen him a lot, and I kind of have had him on my radar when we're talking about cornerbacks with the Texans. I think I might have had him on one of my picks that we were talking about. Yeah, that's
a no-brainer.
He's just not in marketing. He's really good, like really, really good. I was trying to think like local, and I couldn't.
Kool-Aid McKinstry. They've kind of worn out the local thing.
You can never wear out the local.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Never.
Jalen Petrie, you still happy about that?
I'm just saying.
Kenyon Green.
I'm not talking about that. Them. I'm talking about the local angle is always going to be a hit.
Yeah, just kind of. Yeah. Doesn't matter to me anymore after seeing Jalen Petrie and
Kenyon.
Well, it
doesn't
matter.
It matters to the locals.
Give me some Kool-Aid, man.
I like Kool-Aid. I like that pick.
Yeah, give me some
you give me that right now, I'll take it. Right?
And those are your corners? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they feel about Okuda, where their confidence level is there. Number two pick in the draft, Jaden Daniels, book it. You know why? Because Colin Cowherd said so.
Oh, wow.
I've been told the Washington Commanders, right now, as of today, would choose Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback, as their top pick. And going back and forth, I'm told they believe he's more consistent than Drake May. He is quicker, more mobile than Drake May. An offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, who will have some say in this, has had multiple quarterbacks in his college and pro coaching career that play like him.
I mean, that all makes sense, and even if you don't, if someone didn't tell him, you know, I've liked him all along. And I feel like, yeah, you put Kingsbury together with that. It just makes sense. Even if no one's telling you that, I would say that.
You think he's got something?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like him.
All right.
I liked him before in the college season. You were giving me a hard time about Heisman vote and everything.
It's just sad.
Yeah. Sad?
Yeah. It's just sad.
Sad that he won the Heisman?
Yeah.
Why?
Because his team wasn't good.
He was the best player in the country.
I know. It's kind of sad.
It happens.
Just didn't have that kick to it.
There have been a lot of players that won the Heisman that didn't necessarily win any.
Yeah, but he didn't really. Like, did he move the needle?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What was your favorite moment with him last year? Like, when what moment do you remember with Jaden Daniels where you're just like, man, that's a Heisman performance?
Just watching the throws he's making and the way he runs around the pocket?
Come on. But, like, give me a Heisman moment.
Well,
I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. I'm just saying it was kind of a down year for the trophy.
Was it the Mississippi State game down the left sideline bomb? I'll have to look it up. But that was one.
See?
I'm giving it to you.
But he didn't have a moment.
I literally just gave you one. Yes. Just
didn't have a moment, man.
Okay.
I need someone like on the big stage.
The sky is blue, Landry.
Yeah.
You agree?
Well, it might be Mississippi State. It might be bomb. I'll have to look it up. Don't act like you gave like a specific thing.
I think it was
Mississippi State. Might have been a bomb.
I said,
that's what I'm saying. There wasn't a Heisman moment, like a clear one.
I said,
one.
Was it the Mississippi State game, a bomb down the left sideline?
Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking it up.
Was it Mississippi State? 713-572-4610. Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas. He is visiting with the Panthers and the Browns over the next couple of days. Got to wonder, day two, is he going to be one of those early guys, the second tight end off the board? Could he be? Could he fall to the third? Could the Texans consider taking him? Who knows? He's going to be one of the more intriguing guys, intriguing prospects at a position that has gone from really, really deep last year to a little bit thin this year. I think the Texans get a tight end at some point in this draft.
I think they have to. And now, it might not be there, but I think they have to. And I think they're going to. But that for sure is going to be part of it.
713, you are way, way too down on Petrie. Why would I be up on him right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dismissing the possibility of Jalen Petrie, but why would you be up on Jalen Petrie right now after what you saw last
year? You shouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be.
I mean, it's a big year for him.
Yeah.
See how it goes. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like Jeremy Pena-like, where Jeremy Pena had their really good first year, second year, a little bit down. I don't know how you wouldn't be down on Petrie right now unless you're just, I mean, are you?
You can't be high on it.
I mean, what are we doing?
You can't be saying there's the answer. The Texans are going to look at safety.
Carrying his jock for him?
Like right now, I said Kool-Aid McKinstry. I'd take him in a heartbeat. Give me a safety. I'd take it in a heartbeat.
And they're visiting.
Yeah.
They're visiting with a safety.
The kid from Georgia.
Aaron Wilson.
Yeah.
One of the better safeties in the draft. Some people have him as high as one. Some people have him as low as three. But they are visiting with Javon Bullard out of Georgia.
Yeah.
So that's what they are. You know who else they're visiting with?
Who's that?
Spencer Rattler, quarterback, South Carolina.
They are not.
That's what Aaron Wilson said.
They are not.
Wilson said.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
Why would they do that?
Project?
Davis Mills going to go somewhere else.
Maybe a project? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Spencer Rattler. He did a lot of growing up, man. That was a rough. That Netflix series wasn't great to him, QB1. Then the OU experience. He did a lot of growing up. He's a project, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a guy that needs to just sit around. But I don't.
He needs to learn.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, he could be an undrafted guy that comes in. Right?
Well, he might be undrafted.
What if they're just interviewing him to talk about his top receiver, and they're just trying to get information from him about him? And what if they just brought you in because they didn't want to blow their cover? Well, and they're just like asking you about him.
Yeah, this isn't like a top 30 visit, is it?
What else would it be?
I mean, he's not local. They're visiting with him now. Then it is a top 30 visit.
Yeah, I mean, what else would it be?
Yeah. Well, that would be wild.
I mean, it wouldn't be early.
Right.
How important is a visit, though?
Well, I think it's hugely, hugely important.
But you don't have...
Sometimes they throw people off the scent, too.
Yeah, sometimes, though, you don't necessarily, like... Maybe they're talking to him about Xavier Leggett.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we really, do you have his phone number? Can we call him?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's a little bizarre, man. It might just be research and information. Trying to figure something out from him down the road and maybe a receiver or something.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell. Which one of those two will have more yards next year?
Stephon Diggs.
Diggs? Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins. Which one of those will have more yards next year?
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs will have more or less yards than he had last season.
More.
Stephon Diggs will have more or less receptions than he had last year.
More.
So he's going to have 100 plus.
Yeah.
He's going to have over 1,200 yards.
Yeah.
He's going to have more touchdowns.
Yeah.
So he's just going to be the number one receiver. No questions asked.
This is one of my it's just been irritating me over the last week or so.
Because I get a sense that he is the third most popular answer. And it's a small or large sample size. I feel like I have a larger sample size than most when it comes to this.
Absolutely.
I feel like he is the third most popular answer when it comes to the production.
I think he absolutely is the third most popular answer. I think people love Nico and project on Nico, love Tank and project on Tank. And I totally agree of what they could be. But the thing is, and this is, like I said, this comes back to one of the things that's been irritating me. Stephon Diggs is a number one wide receiver. He is the number one wide receiver. He is going to be the Texans' number one wide receiver. They brought him in to be the number one wide receiver. And anyone who says otherwise, I can't help you. Like, maybe I'm wrong on one or more of these things that I just said.
I like that optimism.
But
though.
That would be no, Landry. This is my biggest thing.
You lay it out because it's like what are we doing here?
What do we need? We need a number one wide receiver. What did we get? We got a number one wide receiver. Yeah, but he's not going to be the number one wide receiver this year. I mean, what are we doing?
But then you get, well, he had a down year last year, and then you look at the numbers, you're like,
yeah,
okay.
What, like, people, like, we want to simplify what people are saying. Like, going into the offseason, we need another weapon. Something you've said a lot, something I've said a lot. We really need a number one wide receiver. Is Nico the one number one? I don't know. Is Tank the number one? I don't know. Maybe. We think so. We hope so. You know what? Let's go get Stephon Diggs. What has he been for the last 6 years? Oh, a number one wide receiver. So why are they bringing him in? To be a number one wide receiver. To be the best receiver on the team. But you know, I just don't think it's going to happen this year. Well, then why the hell did you bring him in? Like, this is the most bizarre, like, narrative out there.
He had 114 yards less than Nico Collins, who had a career year. Stephon Diggs had a, quote, down year.
Look at his last 6 years.
They both had the same amount of touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Look at his last 5-6 years. Yeah, but I don't know if he's going to do that here. What? With C.J. Stroud and other weapons that are clearly going to take some catches away, but keep him, free and easy as well. Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be happening here. Yeah, he's exactly what we want. We got a number one wide receiver, but I don't know. I don't know if he's going to do that here.
You're not even hesitating.
No, he's the number one guy. He is the guy.
Okay.
He's the guy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because that would be the best case scenario.
That's why they brought him in.
But that would be the best case, right? Not for him to be the two or three. That'd be the best case. If Stephon Diggs is Stephon Diggs, then that's the best case.
Like, I don't know. I guess people are always like hoping upon hope that Nico can actually, like, explode onto the scene. I hope the same thing. But that's not why they brought Stephon Diggs
Nico
in.
Nico is getting so gassed up for 1 year. And we love Nico Collins.
Yeah.
I love talking to Nico Collins after games. I love the time we've spent talking to Nico Collins. I like everything about Nico Collins, but 1 year, man.
Yeah.
1 year. Coming up next, the internet goes nuts. Perhaps the rarest prospect that there is. And he gets asked the question that might have been awkward, but it needed to be asked. Internet goes nuts next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, internet going nuts. This is rare. Now, you've been to the zoo out here, the fine Houston Zoo, and you've seen some rare animals. I mean, sometimes they got tigers, gorillas that are on the cusp of becoming extinct.
Yeah.
They got a bald eagle there. You don't see a lot of bald eagles. Bald eagles are on the cusp of becoming extinct. But even those species, those previously mentioned species, they are not near as extinct as the white cornerback. But have no fear. Cooper DeJean is here out of Iowa. And he held a workout yesterday that kind of had the internet going nuts. He had, and they started laying his athleticism against some previous NFL players. He had a 40 time of 4.43. That's better than Trent McDuffie. This is from the 33rd team.
Yeah.
He had the same vertical as Steve Smith, 38 and a half inches. That's pretty good. He had the same broad jump as Jalen Johnson, 10.4. And he had more bench press reps than Antrell Roll, 16 to 15.
Damn.
So this extinct white cornerback, Cooper DeJean, he's going to be drafted. It's a matter of when.
He could be drafted very high.
Yeah, he could be drafted in the second round.
Yeah.
For sure. He had some injury problems last year. At the combine, he sat down with Chris Sims and Mike Florio. And I got to give Chris Sims some credit. I know Chris Sims can be kind of a polarizing guy. I know sometimes people kind of roll their eyes when the name Chris Sims is mentioned. But this is journalism right here. He didn't bury the lead. This was as Cooper DeJean joined Chris Sims and Mike Florio, Chris Sims asked the questions that needed to be asked right off the top.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Appreciate you guys.
Great to have you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to you. You've been like, first, I mean, I really can't.
Did nobody told you? You're What's white, that? Man. You're not supposed to be playing corner.
Oh, God,
corner.
Here we go.
You're a corner?
When the over-under was 9 seconds, and you're just
what? I mean, I mean, first off, I spotted you last year. I mean, I played in the NFL 8 years. My dad played 15 years in the NFL. I've only seen one corner that's white, and his name is Jason Sehorn. Yep. Right? How the hell did you become a corner? Like, what you know?
I came in as a safety to Iowa, actually.
Yeah.
You know, bye week of my freshman year, I got moved to corner. We had some injuries on the outside, you know, so I got moved there, and I've been there ever since. Played the nickel position a little
right,
bit.
Right, right.
So.
What drew you to the position?
To corner?
Yeah.
I mean, I got put there.
Dude, he's gonna make so much money, first of all. but he's like legit. When you start looking, and you know, we all do this, and you go into all these, you know, best cornerback this, that. He is right there with Kool-Aid. Would that be a better marketing win for the Texans?
A white corner?
Yes.
I don't know.
Think about it.
I don't know if he could. Is he good?
He's like right,
is he gonna be able to ball?
Right now, he is ranked fifth among all cornerbacks. Now, some people are saying six or seven could go in the first round or in the first 40 picks, I think is what I saw. So would Kool-Aid McKinstry be a better marketing coup for the Houston Texans or Cooper DeJean?
I would say Kool-Aid. Although DeJean,
I disagree.
White corner would Figgy? Be interesting.
Think about it as a PR person.
Yes.
Like, what can they do with?
They don't have
a
to do
corner.
Anything in this case. It's just going to be talked about. Like, it's going to be talked about, you know, in every realm. About, oh, they got Cooper DeJean. You know, he's unique. You know, they'll use all these little euphemisms.
I think it'd be talked about if he was good. If he was good, it'd be talked about a lot.
He's supposed,
but he got to be good.
He's supposed to be really good. Really, really good. I always say what you will. Their defense has never been an issue. You know what? I was with you on Kool-Aid. I'm starting to go with Cooper as the best marketing as the best marketing plan. And by the way, you don't have to do anything. It's just going to take care of itself.
Yeah.
Like, think
It'll
about
look weird.
Think
man.
About Pat McAfee and, you know, all these, you know, broadcasters just kind of talking around it. Oh, look at that guy with the interception. Is he a cornerback?
He has some great interviews for sure.
Is he a cornerback? Yeah, he is.
Just imagine him hopping on with y'all in training camp.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's all we're talking about. What's the whitest thing you do?
Yes.
Do you like pumpkin spice?
Yeah. Do you like Journey?
I got the internet going nuts.
Tiger Woods. Man, I'm really wrestling with this. I'm really wrestling with it. But he's trending right now. He just had his interview at Augusta National going into what would be 29, 30 Masters appearances.
What do you feel like you're capable of doing this week? What do you believe that you can do this week?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more.
Okay.
How's that guy laughing?
Want me to describe that any more than that, or we're good?
Look, I have not picked Tiger on my card, and it's for those who don't know, I picked 4, 5, 6 golfers. I haven't had him in the last 5 years.
I'll try
years.
To sprinkle 6 in. It's 5.
Well, I have 6. You've
I'll try
seen
to put
my,
Tiger in there with the other 5.
No, you've seen my
seen your power
the,
5.
The pools that I do.
Yeah, you've been doing
fact,
pretty good lately.
I won first place in my last one.
You've been doing pretty good lately.
I'm very consistent. This is happening tomorrow at 11 a.m., by the way. The annual John Lopez Masters Picks makes you a lot of money is going to happen tomorrow. I think I'm going to put him on. Based on how he played yesterday in his practice round, yes, I watched it, or highlights. Based on how he's performing, his back is better. His back is not great, but better, and his ankle is no longer bothering him from the car wreck and all that. He's a fourth tier player in terms of tiers. He might make some noise. I'm not gonna say he's gonna win this thing. He just said he might, but he might make some noise this year. You ready for that?
I got the internet going.
I'm always ready for it, man. I'm always ready for Tiger. Might take that straight up bet. So there's been a lot of soft tissue injuries in baseball. A lot of these guys are in great shape. They're jacked. Former MLB manager, former MLB player, now a broadcaster, does the White Sox studio show after games, Ozzie Guillen. He has a theory on these injuries, and he thinks they're not drinking enough beer.
Running the bases, everything is about legs. I don't know. Yeah. Like I always say, fat never pull.
You can't pull fat.
Nope. All those eat right. Be careful what you eat. No, it's cheeseburger. Here's the nah, man. I remember those guys go here drinking 12 Budweiser, give me 3 hamburgers and go get it, boys. And
didn't go on the injured list.
And they play all year long.
I mean, so when he says
you can't pull fat,
he's like you can't pull the ball.
No, he's saying you can't pull fat. When you pull a hamstring, a lot of times if it's like extra tight.
That's what I thought.
He's saying you can't pull fat.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I also think he means like they just hit the ball. They roll out of bed and just hit the ball. But there's something to be said for that. In fact, Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole have been talking about how people who are so in tune with fastballs and velocity and spin rate that it's actually working against pitchers, and that's why pitchers are getting hurt so much. In fact,
I got the internet going nuts.
Framber Valdez, haven't heard anything yet.
Nah,
Framber Valdez. I thought we would hear something by now.
Probably gonna have to wait till the pregame skirmish with Chandler Rome and McTaggs, maybe.
Right, or maybe when they have access with him, what, 2.5 hours before with the spot?
How it goes?
Yeah, it's usually 2.5 hours or so. He'll say something. But Framber, in case you didn't hear, elbow. They said elbow, but they seem to be not quite as concerned. Who knows? The Astros, like a lot of teams, just kind of aren't exactly honest with it. But Framber, still no word. I think he's going on the 15-day DL.
Every time you say IL, I think about this movie back in the day called Cop and a Half. I think Burt Reynolds was in it, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what comes after L? And then it's Bo, and he elbows guys in the nuts.
That sounds like something you would do.
I definitely wouldn't do that. I've never been a... There's some... You ever have friends who think it's funny?
Yeah, it's meat check.
That's the worst.
Yeah, we're good on that,
that's
buddy.
The worst. That's I hate that.
We're not playing like that.
You try to get on the side of you win.
Yeah,
it's not really... Yeah. It's not going to work, man. No, thank you.
Not a big fan.
Yeah, we can play, but let's...
Nah, we about to fight now.
Yeah.
What exactly are we doing here?
Yeah.
My friend, what's going on?
I got the internet going nuts.
Are the Kardashians just going to go away, or are we do we need to prepare for something crazy from them? They're really not relevant. Like there's TMZ yesterday was roasting Kim Kardashian. She put out a picture. She looks fantastic. She might look better than she's ever looked, but she's on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, this would just be something that would have the whole newsroom gushing.
Yeah.
But everyone from the young demo they have up front, that's like the TikTok era, all the way to the middle-aged ones that are doing the camera shots and all that, all the way up to like their lawyers,
mm-hmm.
they're all just saying, well, because of Kanye and this Bianca Sensory, his wife, who pretty much walks around naked, Kim Kardashian, first of all, she's Jack and Beyonce style in the picture. She's wearing the cowboy hat and doing that.
So
she's gotten to where she jacks a lot of people's styles, including Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically saying, yeah, whatever, you know, hot chat, mm-hmm. whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're not relevant anymore.
Yeah.
Do we need to be preparing and warning people that something extreme is going to come out with the Kardashians that is just going to be so manufactured? Or could the Kardashians possibly just kind of drift away into the sunset, count their money, continue to make money behind the scenes, but not try to be the A-list of the A-list?
What are you on today?
I'm asking.
God almighty.
I'm asking.
You know the answer to that.
I'm trying to prepare.
You know the answer to that. I think they're planning something. They can't let all these headlines go elsewhere.
But I don't.
You know?
I feel like they're getting to where they're the corny ones.
And they don't want that. They want to get back in the limelight.
But sometimes you might want it, but you can't have it.
Think about what's happening in their realm right now. Beyonce's was taking over the world the last couple of weeks with her country album and all that. Obviously Taylor Swift, all kinds of other things going on. Even the reality show you watch, Love Is Blind, you know, has kind of been very much trending and such. They are not going to allow that to happen. What do you think they're planning?
I don't know what they can do though. I feel like they've just, it's kind of passed them by.
She was with Odell Beckham, man. Nobody gave a crap.
Nobody cared at all.
Nobody cared.
And she knows that.
Nobody even knew or cared or anything. There was no reaction to it.
They can't. No. No, they're going to do something. You watch. Probably this week. Probably this week. They're going to, the Kardashians are going to blah, 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 and everybody's going to go nuts and they're going to be happy.
I think they're done. I think they're cooked.
I don't.
Where do you think?
Well, they might be cooked, but they're going to try.
Where do you think that Jelly Roll dude is in 3 years? Is he going to be like a one-hit wonder?
No, he's pretty. Figgy, you know that about music more than I do.
He's big right now, but is this going to last?
I don't know, man. I don't really know much about him, man.
I don't know much about him. I just know he was on a freaking private jet the other day, and they had to turn around before the CMT Awards. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you think he's, like, 3 years from now, what's Jelly Roll doing? Can we just say, remember that Jelly Roll guy?
Yeah. I think so. I think a lot of the musicians are like that, man. They had, like, a three-year max.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else is going to be a new Jelly Roll.
What are having a Jelly Roll?
I don't know. I'm literally asking. I couldn't tell you. All I know is he's huge right now. No pun intended.
Oh, wow. Is that a fat joke?
No. I said no pun intended.
Wow.
He's huge right now.
Got he's not face
fat. Well, I mean, he's big. I swear to God, I wasn't. That's not where I was going.
Goodness gracious, man.
I'm telling you.
Just big.
You're the contrarian today. You've been contrary about everything.
I haven't.
That's funny. I'm gonna do what you do, Figgy.
No,
Figgy.
Hey, he's the
every time vote. Every time he wants like some validation for some crazy take he has, he goes Figgy.
No,
but, Figgy.
But really, this is he's pulling back the curtain now. Lopez is repeating what a text said. One of the texts said, one of the texts said that I was being contrarian. I asked.
Oh, by the way, texters have updated us yet again.
I asked the texter, "What's my contrarian opinion? What's one? Which one?"
Everything I've said the last hour.
Give me one.
You're like twisting my words, which is what you do, and I get it.
Which one?
And I play along.
Which one?
Usually.
Just give me an example.
What's a good example, Figgy, that we've been talking about?
I would say you was kind of picking on him with the Georgia reporter.
Earlier.
He should know a report. Like, that's not too much to ask.
No, I just
felt like you were giving him a writer. Hard time.
Oh, for sure, because it was weird.
That was earlier. There was one this hour.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Was his best game?
Yes. By the way, I looked it up. Mississippi State, 30 out of 34, 376 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 70 yards rushing.
This is the point.
Boom. Heisman moment.
This is what happens, though.
Yeah.
This is what happens. And by the way, the texter was 65. No surprise there. No
you
surprise.
Don't know that.
I asked him, I said, how old are you? He said, 65.
Yeah.
He said it was a contrarian take. I said it didn't feel like Jaden Daniels had a Heisman moment, which is typically something you remember.
And I said, what was it? The Mississippi State game when he had that long pass down the sidelines, correct? Yeah.
You said, You said, was it the Mississippi State game?
Well,
my point is, it's not that memorable.
In other words,
that contrarian?
No, I was saying, no, but then you just like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I said, was it the Mississippi, as in I think it was. Like, was it the Mississippi State game? And by the way, it was.
Okay, so you looked it up and you confirmed. That's not a Heisman moment, though, right? Like, a Heisman moment is like you remember right away.
I remembered. I just wasn't sure on the Mississippi State.
So you didn't remember then.
I remembered and I was right. I thought I remembered and I was right. Figgy. Figgy. That's his go-to when he knows he's wrong, but he wants affirmation.
Lopez can't give specifics. He's like, you do this, but he can't even give like a specific. I don't need any confirmation on that. That just showed itself. Coming up next, is it too early? Is it too early, or can we give one of the best teams in town some love next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so I know it's early, but that was a good game by the Astros yesterday. Resilient. I don't know if it's going to be like some turning point or anything like that, but Fromber goes down. The bullpen responds to just an awful performance by this Henley guy who last one-third of an inning allows five runs, four hits, three walks. If you want sympathy, you come to the wrong place. I'm not going to sit here and say that. I mean, that's embarrassing. But fortunately, the bullpen goes 8 2/3 innings. The bats erupt for eight unanswered. By the way, after scoring two at the in the top of the first. So they actually gave him a little bit to work with.
Yeah.
That's a big win for the Astros. Am I allowed to say this? I know it's early, but big win. Resilient. Nice.
I think it was their
well-rounded.
I think it was their best win. Small sample size, but their best win. You know what I was thinking about, though? So Blair Henley got optioned back. He got optioned back to the minor leagues after the game, and so he's 26 years old. Let me ask you this: what if that's it? What if that's his only appearance in the big leagues? 1/3 of an inning, an ERA of 135.
That's actually sick. You can go around saying I had a 135 ERA.
Yeah, I played I played in the bigs.
Yeah, what was your ERA? 135.
Like 1.35? No. 135. Like it's not off the table. Clearly they liked him. I don't know if they still like him. But he's 26 years old, been in the minor leagues for a while. They call him up. He goes 1/3 of an inning and gives up all those five runs and has an ERA of 135. What if that's it?
I think that I could try. And I think a lot of people could try and perhaps have as good of an outing as him.
Just throwing 50 miles an hour.
Just throwing it over the plate and hoping that maybe they hit it really hard to someone or they get under it because they're trying to crank it. Like that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing a lot of sympathy for the young man because he wasn't expecting it. You actually sometimes, in many cases, have an advantage in that situation.
Yeah.
Because they haven't seen you.
I think most often you do.
Man, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
They can put him back out there?
No, he got an option back. He got option back. He's already been, that's what I'm saying. He's already been sent back. What if that's it?
God, the life of a minor leaguer, too. Mm-hmm. And you know when you're around your teammates and you get the call up, you're going to look. Going to the show, fellas. I'm going to go get me a...
Today they're oh, you're back.
Hey, I got to go. Hey, I got to go, guys. Hey, I'm in a hurry. I got to fly.
I'm starting tonight.
I got to go. I'll see you later. How's he walking back in that locker room?
With his tail between his legs. Hey, how'd you do last night? They're playing the
That's like
teammate.
Somebody getting out of jail like, yeah, I'm changing my life, da, 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 and then you go right back in there. Yeah.
Oh, if this is a healthy clubhouse or locker room, whatever the hell you want to call it, if this is healthy, he's getting made fun of like crazy.
He should be, and he should just take it. Like in good spirits. But I started thinking about, like, he's been in the minor leagues. This is his eighth year in the minor leagues. Gets the call, dude. He got the call that everybody dreams of. 135.
ERA.
135 ERA.
The crazy thing is, whenever stories like this happen, you know Callis and Blom, Space City Network, Julian Morales, the great broadcast that is, one of the great local broadcasts that is, you know that they are just, they got their notes ready. They're like, oh, yeah, his mom, dad did this, da 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 when he was a kid, he grew up this.
Oh.
It's always been his dream, blah, blah, blah.
I was set up for the third inning.
And then all of a sudden, boom, bye. Okay, well, we can rip these
You reminded
up.
Me of
we'll
something else that made sweetens this deal even more. He's from Fort Worth.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
He had probably
in front of his family.
200 people were there.
Fort Worth and Arlington are 10 miles apart.
Yeah.
He probably had a couple hundred people there. Blair's pitching tonight. Wait, where's Blair?
Dude, if you got a hot dog when you got in, he's off.
He's done.
You missed him.
Man. In front of the hose, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's from Fort Worth, goes a third of an inning, got sent down right after the game. Back down. Yeah, that stinks. Like, it would be a great bar.
Dude, not only is he from Fort Worth, no, he's right on the edge. He's one of the edge guys, because I know some people. He went to Arlington Heights High School.
Oh, man.
It just gets better. It just gets better and better.
Damn shame what they did to that dog.
He did it to himself.
And I kid you not.
No, I know where Arlington Heights is. My sister lives in Mansfield.
It's right down the street.
Yeah, that's not far from Mansfield, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This poor guy went to Arlington Heights High School.
Yeah.
Man.
How'd your big league debut go? Didn't go great. How many people were there? About 250.
All right, let me put you in this position, because I think you handle awkward situations a lot like I do, which probably isn't as well as you probably should.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pretend that Coach Lopez coached him in high school at Arlington Heights, and Coach Lopez.
Oh, I'd be there.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah.
What about after the game when he walks out by the team bus or at the hotel? What do you say to him?
Everybody's got to start somewhere. I would kid him. I would definitely kid him.
I mean, what do
That's
you
the only
say?
Thing you could do.
What do you say?
Yeah. You can only go up from here. But I would do it sarcastically.
That's what you would say, Figgy. Yeah. All right. He's your friend from Arlington Heights High School. You went there. He just walked into the team hotel. You are about to have a dinner. What's your first words to him?
My first words is not in front of the hoes, man. Hey, man.
I know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Man, you set the tone out there, man. Yeah. Nice dub.
I got team effort.
You set the tone, man.
Did you get the win? Do you get the win for this?
No, he does not, but he was definitely on the field.
Well, that's an interesting situation we got going on behind our shoulder.
Behind
we got Clint Sterner on Healy. They're going to come in here in a sec.
Yeah. Is that Clint?
That's Patrick Creighton. That's not Clint.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, I guess Tyler and Creighton are doing like a podcast.
Oh, okay.
And they're sitting across from each other, and Clinton's show are just kind of
in the same room.
The show, like right to the right and left.
What are we doing?
I don't. Did they not plan this at a different time
There's
or a different studio
right
or
there.
Something?
There's another studio right
That's
there.
Their prep studio
right there.
We got to talk about this
right there,
because I know they like to. Yeah. They're like family. It's a team. We gotta. I gotta get them to break down the situation they were just in there.
That doesn't make any sense. For what they're doing there.
Maybe there's like a bit or something going on. I don't know.
Maybe they were weighing in on the podcast. That would be the only thing.
No, they don't have mics. Creighton's right in the middle of them.
Well, there's mics there. I don't know if they were using them.
Creighton's throwing his arms up about
middle
relief or something, and they're sitting there on each side trying to figure it out. It was an interesting situation going on. I want to figure this out because I'm intrigued by this.
I got a text from someone locally. I hope Henley at least got his per diem. He might have left. He might have been gone by the time they were handing out per diem.
I know a lot of people want to ease the damage on this young man.
Yeah,
brother, you're right down the street from your high school.
No, let me lay it out.
And I honestly think Clint could do it too. If you told me that I had to just go get one out and I had to be more successful as successful as that kid or more successful, I think I could do it, because I think I would throw it over the plate. It would probably be like 40 miles an hour, but I would hope that they would get under it.
Yeah.
And you did that in your home city.
Or hit him to somebody.
In your home city.
So here's the
thing.
Tough. Here's the
thing. I don't know what you say to him afterwards.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What would Mama Sterner say to you if that was your first outing? What would her first words be to you? If she's waiting for you in the locker room after the game, what's she going to say?
She said, I got him iced down in the truck, Bob. I got him. I ain't never been there. I don't know what the hell you just went through, but that was awful. Get your ass in the truck and let's drink some cold
this
beer,
is
man.
Where it gets.
We ain't going to talk about it.
This is where it gets worse. So Blair Henley, not only did he get called up for the first time in his eighth year in the minor leagues, okay? He's been in the minor leagues 8 years. Going on eight. Yeah. Not only that, but then he got sent back down after going a third of an inning. Not only that, but he's from Fort Worth.
Arlington Heights High School.
Not only that, he went to Arlington Heights, which was like a 10-minute drive to the stadium.
Yeah.
So he probably had 200 people there. Gets shelled and may not come back to the major leagues. Like, this might be his bar story. I played in the major leagues. Really?
What's your ERA?
Before he got back.
What's that?
Was he back in Sugar Land before the game ended?
I mean, maybe.
They announced it immediately following the game.
Yeah.
One of the first announcements I saw was
he had his major league
back to Sugar Land.
Yeah, his major league career might be one third of an inning.
I'm gonna be honest with
with
you,
an ERA of 135.
Stop. Before you say this, think about that picture with his whole family.
I felt terrible, man.
Oh, I felt terrible, but
all of it because of the proximity. Locke's talking about. I mean, the whole family. Grandma's there, bro.
Grandma was there.
Grandma ain't making it to Houston.
No.
Grandma damn sure ain't making it to West Coast now. I mean, this was Grandma's one time since college to see it, man. And I mean, it was a hard watch. But this to your point, I don't know that the bar story's not better if it's, hey, man.
That's what he said.
I was a big league pitcher. I got one out in one inning.
Yeah.
That's literally.
Yeah, it's sick.
Literally, I got one out.
How about the other outings? There ain't no other outings.
We got to ask y'all a question before we get out of here. We peeked over our shoulder. What was going on in that studio leading up to the show? I don't know what was. It looked like
top secret, baby.
It looked like
top secret.
Oh, it's top secret.
Top secret.
Oh, I thought they were doing the podcast while you were prepping.
Top secret. Top secret there.
Right. I was just looking at y'all on each side, and there was like a whole show going on in there.
We caught up on Ron Ayle, baby.
Top secret, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Ayle.
Caught up.
Little work being done.
Mm-hmm.
Good time.
Okay, a little top secret. Okay.
A little top secret. Little work being done. Can't let the cat out of the bag.
So, Tavondre Sweat. Would y'all take Tavondre Sweat with either the first, second, or third? Is there any area where you would take Sweat after the arrest?
No, and it's not anything to do with arrest. Bring them on. How I view it, if they can play, they can add to the team, and mm-hmm. and they're not crazy. People make mistakes. I just don't think he's a fit of what the type of defensive tackles they like to have.
Boy, see, I love him.
You're
that's
listening.
That's just me. I just don't think he's – like, I mean, when you talk about 360, and he don't appear to
that's
have –
That's generous.
And he don't have a
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.